After adding staff and installing new software, the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office has nearly eliminated a backlog in pistol permit applications that followed a change in state law last December. Officials say they're ready for another wave of applications after last week's mass shooting in Orlando. WFAE's David Borax reports.
A new state law that took effect December 1st requires a mental health background check whenever someone applies for a pistol permit. Any permit, not just a concealed carry permit as in the past. But the law didn't come with any extra funding or staff. Meanwhile, just a day later, the mass shootings in San Bernardino brought a surge in new gun applications. Under the law, authorities have 14 days to deny or approve a permit. The sheriff's office now has to verify that an applicant hasn't had a court-ordered hospitalization for mental illness. But Mecklenburg County Superior Court wasn't ready for the 1,750% increase in requests from the sheriff's office, says court clerk Alyssa Chin Gary.
We simply did not have the human capital or the technology tools we needed to process that volume.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Erwin Carmichael says wait times reached 4 months before the new system was adopted June 3rd. That brought complaints from gun buyers and the gun industry. So with $28,000 from the sheriff, the clerk's office upgraded software to simplify searches for mental health records, whether on computers, microfiche, or paper. Federal funding is paying overtime for 15 employees working 7 days a week to digitize paper records, a task that could be done by late summer, says Chin Gary. Officials also authorized extra staff to process background checks. The courthouse is now completely caught up, and the sheriff says his office should eliminate its backlog within a couple of weeks.
The process is important to us is because we want to make sure that the guns do not get in the wrong hands.
Since December 1st, the sheriff's office has denied 94 permits after checking mental health records. Pistol permit applications have jumped up again after the Orlando killings, but the sheriff and clerk say they are now better prepared. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.